Translation: all the Vishnu Murtis were surrounded by the opulences headed by Anima Siddhi, by the mystic potencies headed by Aja, and by the 24 elements for the creation of the material world headed by the Mahatattva. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word Mahima Bhi means Aishwarya or opulence. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can do whatever he likes. That is his Aishwarya. No one can command him, but he can command everyone. Sad Aishwaryam Purnam, the Lord is full in six opulences. The yoga siddhis, the perfections of yoga, such as the ability to become smaller than the smallest, anima siddhi, or bigger than the biggest, mahima siddhi, are present in Lord Vishnu. Sad Aishwarya Purno Yahiha Bhagavan. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 1.3. The word Aja means Maya or mystic power. Everything mysterious is in full existence in Vishnu. The 24 elements mentioned are the five working senses, Pancha Karmendriya, the five senses for obtaining knowledge, Pancha Gyanendriya, the five gross material elements, Pancha Mahabhuta, the five sense objects, Pancha Tanmatra, the mind, Manas, the false ego, Ahankara, the Mahatattva, and the material nature, Prakriti. All 24 of these elements are employed for the manifestation of this material world. The Mahatattva is divided into different subtle categories, but originally it is called the Mahatattva. Om Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshuran militam yena tasme shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantika Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Could we have phones off, please? So this vision that's being described here of all these Vishnu Murtis is it's part of the pastime of the Brahma Vimohan Lila, when Lord Brahma stole all the calves and cowherd boys. So when Krishna was together with the with his friends in the forest of Vrindavan, Lord Brahma decided to play a trick on him to test him, because he was not convinced that this is Krishna. Because the relationship between Lord Brahma and Lord Krishna is different from the relationship that Krishna has with his intimate devotees in Vrindavan. So for Lord Brahma, Krishna is his lord and master. Lord Brahma has a very high position as the grandfather of all the demigods and all the living entities in the creation. He is the creator of the material world. And Lord Krishna is his Lord and Master, the origin, the Supreme Lord of everyone, of all the demigods, and of everyone. So for Lord Brahma to see Krishna as a little boy in the forest playing with his friends, he couldn't understand. And he was wondering, is this really Krishna? Is this really the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is he doing here in the forest, having a picnic and playing with his friends and tending the calves? He's the Supreme Lord of everything. What's he doing here? Maybe this can't really be him. So then he said, let me test him. So he decided to use his mystic powers to steal away all the cowherd boys and the calves, and he hid them in a cave and put them into mystic sleep, into a slumber. But at the same time, he was worried, he was anxious. If this really is the Lord, then, you know, I may get into trouble for this. I better be careful. So he came back after one moment. But that one moment of Lord Brahma's time was a whole year in Gokula Vrindavan, on the earth planet. So a whole year passed by. Because the time is measured differently in different planets. It's like Prabhupada gives an example in one place that it's like when you, like the satellite, the man-made satellite that circles the planet, it can circle the entire planet in 1.5 hours, which is for us a 24 hours from sunrise. From the day and the night until the next morning, that's 24 hours. But for just a man-made satellite, it's 1.5 hours. So that's already a time difference. So similarly, in the higher planets, there's a time difference. So what is one moment for Lord Brahma is a whole year for us. So during that year, a lot went on. Lord Brahma had no idea what was going on. Because, of course, Krishna immediately realized what had happened. And so he decided to play a trick on Lord Brahma. And he manifested a whole new set of calves and cowherd boys. And they were all exactly the same as the original ones. All their appearances and their characteristics, their names, the clothes that they wore, the way they spoke, everything was exactly the same. So no one could understand that this was a different set of calves and cowherd boys. Who could imagine? It's just such an amazing pastime. And when they went back in the evening to their homes, then their mothers didn't notice any difference. The only difference they noticed was that the affection that they were feeling for their sons was intensified, very much intensified. Although they already loved their sons very much, but love just became so intense that they couldn't contain it. And they were feeding their sons with their own breast milk, even though they were 5-6 year old boys running around. But they just couldn't contain that maternal affection. So it was just pouring out of their breasts. And the same thing happened with the cows, the mother cows and the calves. The mother cows were feeling so much love for their calves. So all this was going on, and for a whole year they were continuing their pastime, daily pastimes. The boys would go out to the forest to tend the calves. And the cows, the system was that the cows were tended by the cowherd men, and the calves were tended by the cowherd boys, so they were kept in separate areas. And in the evening, when they would come back, then the calves were allowed to drink milk from their mothers. That was the system. So what happened one time, which was a few days before the end of the year, that the cows were grazing on Govardhan Hill with the cowherd men, and the calves and the boys were in the forest at the bottom of the hill, and the cows caught sight of the calves, and they felt so much affection for their calves that they started running down the hill, and the cowherd men just lost control of them. They were just running down the hill. It was completely out of character. You imagine seeing, you know, all the peaceful cows, all of a sudden they're just running full pelt down the hill with their tails in the air and milk pouring out of their udders. And then they came, and the cowherd men just couldn't control them, and they got really upset because they couldn't control them. They were feeling angry and annoyed with the cows for behaving like this. But then so they were following them, and when the cowherd men reached that place where the calves and the cowherd boys were together with Krishna, and they saw their sons, they felt so much affection for their sons that they completely calmed down, and they didn't feel angry anymore. So all these amazing pastimes were going on. And at the end of the year, Lord Brahma returned. In the meantime, even Lord Baladev, he didn't know anything about it because he was not present. Because the day that it happened was actually Baladev's birthday. And so the custom was that the mothers, they would keep their sons at home on their birthdays and give them a special ceremonial bath. So on the day that the calves and cowherd boys were stolen by Lord Brahma, Baladev was not there. And similarly, on the 1 year later, when Lord Brahma came back, he was not there. Otherwise, he would have understood what was going on, but he also didn't know because he wasn't there. So when Lord Brahma came back, he saw a whole new set of calves and cowherd boys with Krishna, he got totally bewildered. And he couldn't understand. He went back to the cave where he'd put them to sleep, and he saw they were still there. And then he went back to the forest, and he saw they were there. So he was going back and forth. And he just couldn't understand what was going on. Were there a whole new set? Which was the original ones? Were they being switched from one side to the other? What was happening? And so while he was looking in his bewilderment, completely confused, then that's when this vision appeared that's being described here. When these Vishnu Murtis expanded from all the cowherd boys and the calves, these beautiful forms of Vishnu expanded and appeared there. So when Lord Brahma saw this, he became really shocked, amazed, dumbfounded, and awed. So this vision is the way the vision is described here in the Bhagavatam is really amazing. It's described that all the living entities also appeared there, and they were all in there in different forms, performing devotional service. Something like the vision of the Mahabhagavat, the Uttama Adhikari. The Uttama Adhikari devotee, he sees all living entities engaged in Krishna's service. This is what he sees, and this was actually what was happening here in this vision that Krishna showed, that all the living entities, they were engaged in the service of these Vishnu Murtis. And it was it's described that they were very beautifully decorated, and that their smiles were... They were glancing on their devotees, and their smiles were protecting their devotees, and their eyes were showing affection. So it's very unusual for Lord Vishnu to appear in Vrindavan. Because Lord Vishnu, he usually appears in Vaikuntha. Of course, this was not Lord Vishnu. Actually, it was Vishnu himself. In Vaikuntha, there are those devotees of Lord Vishnu who have obtained Sarupya Shakti, that they have the same form like Lord Vishnu. But these ones, even though they were expanded from the cowherd boys, they were actually the original Vishnu. And that was shown by the fact that they all sported a Kostuba gem and also the Srivats, which is the little curl of hair on the upper right side of the chest. That's the one that distinguishes Lord Vishnu from his devotees, because only Lord Vishnu himself has the Srivats and the Kostuba gem. So all these Vishnumurti forms, they actually displayed that Kostuba gem, jewel, and the Srivats, little curl of hair on the chest, which means that they were actually all Vishnu himself. They were not Jiva Tattva, but they were Vishnu Tattva. And that's why all the devotees appeared bowing down to them, and they were surrounded by all these different opulences, as described in this verse that we just read. So they were surrounded by the opulences headed by Anima Siddhi. The Anima Siddhi is one of the Yoga Siddhi perfections that yogis who are very advanced in yoga can manifest. That's the ability to become smaller than the smallest is Anima Siddhi. And then there's Mahama Siddhi, which you can become bigger than the biggest. There's these different siddhis of controlling the minds of others, and of traveling in the mind to other places, of transferring objects from one place to another far away. So these are all yogic siddhis. And there's a planet called Siddhaloka where all the inhabitants can perform these yoga siddhis. And also, so those are some of the opulences that were surrounded by the Vishnumurtis. And of course, the six opulences of the Lord, which are his beauty, power, renunciation, knowledge, What are the six? Fame and wealth. Yeah, there's the six opulences. So they were also present, surrounding the Vishnumurtis. And then there were the mystic potencies, headed by Aja. And the word Aja means Maya, or mystic power. And then there were all the 24 elements of the material creation, headed by the Mahatattva. It's not described what they looked like. In the next verse, there are other personalities that appear. This one we'll be reading tomorrow, including time and the three modes of material nature. And it's described that they all took actually forms. They all took forms and they were worshipping those Vishnumurtis. So that's not mentioned with this verse, but it's quite likely that they also had personal forms, all of them manifested their personal forms, probably, and they were all worshipping Lord Vishnu. So it was a very amazing vision, and it reminds one also of the universal form that Krishna showed to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Because Arjuna saw Krishna as a friend, and he had quite a familiar relationship with him as a friend. But in order to help Arjuna to overcome his confusion and to fight on the battlefield of Kurukshetra to do his duty, Krishna had to take the position of a guru, of a teacher, a spiritual master. And so there had to be some kind of awe and reverence had to be introduced into the relationship. And in order to do this, Krishna manifested this universal form to Arjuna, which was, although that one was a bit more terrifying, and because Arjuna got really afraid. Arjuna was a very powerful Kshatriya, one of the most powerful Kshatriyas on the earth, but he got afraid when he saw the universal form of the Lord with all his mouths open and all these people going, walking into the fire. So many heads and so many mouths. And so then Krishna, he returned to his two-armed form to pacify Arjuna. But that achieved the purpose that then Arjuna could understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it gave him more more respect for him, to that he would accept what he said, that he would surrender to him. He had to surrender to him. So similarly, in this pastime with Lord Brahma, when Lord Brahma saw Krishna, he lost his respect. So in order to get his respect, in order to give him back that respect, to chastise Lord Brahma for disturbing his pastimes, Krishna displayed this amazing vision. So it was not quite so scary as the universal form, but very, very awe-inspiring. But it was also a soft vision. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda, Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Jai Shri Shri Gonitai. It was a more soft and gentle vision, because Lord Vishnu, these Vishnumurtis, they were all peaceful and they were smiling. After all, this was Vrindavan. This was not the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So if for Lord Vishnu to enter Vrindavan, he has to be in a very gentle, smiling form. But it is very unusual for Lord Vishnu to appear in Vrindavan, and it was, in one sense, it was like a disturbance for Krishna's pastimes. Because that awe and reverence feeling doesn't usually exist in Vrindavan. The concept of Krishna as God doesn't exist in Vrindavan amongst his devotees, because that would disturb their natural, their intimate relationships with him, which are the most pleasing to Krishna, more than any other relationships with the demigods or those who worship him in awe and reverence. So when Lord Brahma saw this vision, he immediately bowed down. And then he began to offer prayers to the Lord. But all this couldn't be seen by Krishna's Vrindavan devotees, because it didn't really fit into their schedule. Just like when Lord Indra, after Lord Indra was chastised after the lifting of Govardhan Hill, when Indra came with the other demigods to worship Krishna, then the cowherd boys, they thought it was just some game going on. And then afterwards they took all this arti paraphernalia and they were playing with it, just playing around with it. Because for them everything is just a game. That's Vrindavan. But for Lord Brahma, he needed to learn a lesson. He needed to be humbled so he could understand that his tiny little bit of mystic power that he had, in comparison with the mystic power of Lord Krishna, was nothing. And he realized how foolish he'd been to challenge the Lord. It was like a challenge, just like the scientists and the philosophers of this material world, they try to challenge God. When it's kind of a challenging mood when they try to create their own world. They try to change things. They try to improve things. And they think that it's going to make things better. They think they can actually do better than God. Like, for example, genetically modified crops. And things, that's just one example, there are so many. and the result is that they create more suffering. Whenever they try to improve things, then all sorts of problems come up. And that's why there are so many problems with the planet, with the environment. With pollution and the effects, all the side effects of modern drugs, medicines, The list goes on and on. But so it's like every time the scientists try to do something to improve the creation of God, then they create more problems, they create more suffering. Instead of just accepting that this is the nature, this is created by God, this is perfectly created, perfectly balanced. And if we live in harmony with it, then we wouldn't have any problems. But because of their lack of faith in God, they don't understand this basic, simple truth, which is understood by simple people. So Lord Brahma, he learned his lesson. He became humbled and he fell down at the feet of the Lord with all his helmets on the ground. He similarly became humbled. There was another pastime when he, one time Lord Brahma went to visit Krishna in Dwarka. And he told the gatekeeper, tell Krishna that Lord Brahma's here to see him. And he expected to be immediately ushered in because he was feeling a little bit proud again. And then Krishna sent a message back saying, oh, so which Lord Brahma is this? And then, so Lord Brahma told the gatekeeper, well, I'm the Lord Brahma, I'm the creator of the universe. I'm the Lord Brahma. And so he got a shock when he went inside. He saw that there were so many Lord Brahmas there with Krishna. And Krishna made this happen just again to humble him because he got a little bit proud. And he saw so many Brahmas and he was the four-headed Brahma. He saw so many Brahmas, some with 10 heads, some with 100 heads, some with thousands of heads, which it's difficult to imagine, but that's how it's described. And of course, those heads would not be like the way we see our heads, but like our heads, they would be spreading out in a more subtle way, and so that they could all fit in. Just like in the spiritual world, there's so many millions of devotees, millions and trillions of devotees, and sometimes it's hard for us to understand with our material brain how everyone is actually serving Krishna when there's so many of them. Even in this vision here, it's actually described that all the living entities were present and they were all serving Krishna. Now, there must be so many living entities, you can imagine, trillions and, well, infinite number, but they were all there present serving Lord Vishnu. So it's very hard to imagine. It's not something that you see normally when you look around yourself in this world. It's not something that you see by attending a big festival or a big concert and there's a few thousand people or maybe tens of thousands of people. It's just unlimited living entities and they're all visible. So this is something very transcendental that we can only strive to imagine. And then when it was over, then they all disappeared again. And Krishna carried on playing with his cowherd boyfriends and his calves. Mm. So I think I'll stop there and ask if anyone has any questions or comments or anything else. Hare Krishna.